A word for you from 2 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 22. In the time of his distress, he became yet more faithless to the Lord. Yes, this is King Ahaz. We've been looking at him these past few days. King Ahaz, who started out with tremendous potential as just a 20-year-old young man, he became king, and he had the potential to be a great king in the eyes of God, and to have been able to lead his people in the right direction. Instead, the Bible says that they lacked restraint because of this king, and they became faithless towards God. And here it says that this is what King Ahaz was like. This was his problem, and it caused his downfall. For soon after this verse, the Lord now engineers circumstances so that Ahaz is then removed from power. It says here that in the time of his distress, he became yet more faithless to the Lord. And that can happen to people till today. You would think, as God hopes that it would happen to his children, that when circumstances are difficult, they turn to God in their distress. But there are those who will turn away from God and become yet even more faithless towards God and become more heathenish and more sinful. You see, King Ahaz didn't learn from his forefathers. He knew what had happened to previous kings like Jeroboam. He knew what God was like, that he's unchangeable, immutable. He never changes. He deals with sin as he always has. He judges sin. One thinks later on there was to be another king many hundreds of years later, but in a different circumstance, in a heathen country, where God had also taught some lessons to them on how he deals with them, because God deals with the Jews as he deals with the Gentiles. God is not a discriminator of men. Wherever people turn to him and worship him, God accepts that person. There was a king, Belshazzar, in the kingdom more of the east, and who had a mighty kingdom. King Nebuchadnezzar had done mighty things. He was the most powerful king in the whole world at the time. But Belshazzar eventually has this terrible message read to him by Daniel: though you knew all this about your forefathers and King Nebuchadnezzar, yet you did not humble yourself.